Salutations, brothers and sisters, queens and kings. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? I feel like it's been so long. How are you?
I hope that everyone is doing well because you already know you're tuned in to QKJJ.
Yes, I'm Queen Jam.
And I'm King Jerry.
So, we're going to go ahead and get started. We are trying to get our setup together. Right now we have a couple of candles burning. We have some oil, some essential oil burning, mm-hmm. and it is a ginger, pink grapefruit, lemon, cinnamon, peppermint type of oil, and it's supposed to help with anxiety, nausea, and overeating. So, hopefully, that really does help us. And, you know, we're just trying to get the mood set and everything just to get it started because it's been a week, a few weeks. That was the last time that we recorded, like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, but either way, along the way, we've definitely been busy putting in our time, putting in our hard work.
Exactly. And so, I'm going to go ahead and what you're hearing is some kombucha that I've have for us, mm-hmm. and I'm just gonna pour it out for each of us so we can have that going while we're recording as well. And make sure you have yourself something to drink if you're able to while you're listening to us record, something to eat, and just, you know,
relax,
take the load off the week. It's supposed to be, you know, one of those fun moments where you just remember to take care of yourself for real. That's what we're about. But either way, we're going to get into the catch up and just catch you up on everything that we've been doing. Because, like I said, it's been a few weeks since we recorded for you. Mm-hmm. And the first major thing that we did was we hosted or co-hosted mm-hmm. a head wrap event. And it was in Waldorf, Maryland. It yes. was with another beautiful queen that we met. Mm-hmm. And she was just amazing. The event was amazing. Turned out to be a very great event. And what did you think about the event?
Not only did we get a chance to go through the process of seeing others understand the head wrapping basics or going through the tutorials, but I definitely love the other vendors that were there. Mm-hmm. You had some vendors that had your shea butter, your soaps. You had other vendors there that definitely dealt with crystals, salt cleansing crystals. And there was another vendor there that actually went through the process of healing when it comes to stretching and relaxing yes, of the
reflexology.
Muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there was a woman there as well who was doing readings as well.
Exactly.
I forgot what types of readings, so I don't want to point her in one direction than the other, but the other queen that we co-hosted with, she also was selling a lot of interesting things, and she also had a friend that was selling like body scrubs with like all natural ingredients. They had like coffee grounds in them, and it was smelled amazing. You know, they're nice body quality body scrubs that you can tell were actually made at home and of good quality.
Absolutely. And if you all have the chance to take some time, especially if you just want to get into the aspect of some good moisturizer, indulge in some nice moisturizers, indulge in your skin, you know, so you can at least get that first organ together, your skin, you know, go ahead and get that.
What moisturizer would you recommend?
The moisturizer that we saw there was some that I was infused with lavender, I believe. Mm-hmm. We had a few others that I saw there. Of course, you have your shea butters, but mm-hmm. a few that I did see were infused with essential oils.
Yes, essential oil is really good for you.
You or took some the words
claim,
out of my mouth.
Yeah, so some people, some, and I would say some people claim. I just put that disclaimer there because some people, you know, essential oils are really good for you. Some people say.
Exactly. But.
But I love them. I'm just going to, like, not try and go everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to, like, flow through everything.
But if you search QKJJ, you will see us. We definitely uploaded the event onto our platform, our YouTube platform.
And you can, all you have to do at this point, since we have so much, since we've been getting so much lovely feedback from everyone, and we really do appreciate all the love and feedback and everyone subscribing and giving us the thumbs up and sharing our videos. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just search QKJJ, like Q as in Queen, K as in King, J as in Jam, J as in Jerry, and you'll see that, you'll see our different videos there. We recorded a lot of footage during the event. I tried to get each of the women that were there during the event, but unfortunately, I couldn't record the entire thing. Storage, we all know how that goes, okay? Mm-hmm. So I got what I could and have that information on there. And what I also realized is that I'm going to have to do more, and we as well, because there's a lot of men who wear head wraps as well. Mm-hmm. But we're just going to have to start uploading more and more head wrap tutorials.
Right.
And start doing more live demonstrations and everything, and really showing you all the different ways that you can wrap your hair. Right. And the different things that you could use. I know a lot of people are confused about the type of fabric to use, or, you know, where to buy fabric. Mm-hmm. Am I getting too little fabric, too much fabric?
Right.
So we're just really going to have to go down to the basics. And that's the one thing that I love the most about being at that event, because she took you through a very nice journey of everything when it comes to the head wrapping and everything. She went all the way down to the basics, and then didn't completely go complicated, because it was one of her first events, and she wanted to make sure that she personalized with each person. So we wanted to make sure that everyone pretty much got the basics of how to at least do 1 to 3 basic head wrapping styles.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All for the, you know, for the protection of the head, for your mm-hmm. crown. And definitely just take some time. Give us some feedback.
Definitely. And the other thing that we were doing, was there anything else that you wanted to say about the event?
Like you said, you wishing that there were more fellow kings or gentlemen there.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. That's gonna come.
Yeah. Take the time.
I just know with people, they want to. I'm not gonna say I know, because I don't know everything, but just with people, they want more of a face to face, more of a story told with you before they can really trust you and get to know you as what you were saying with hosting a men's targeted event. You would have to build that type of story,
right?
And show and just give people some type of content that they were really, that people want, you know. It's just difficult sometimes. And it's funny because we worked another event recently, and the vendor next to us, all he kept saying was, you know, it's hard knowing what people want. And it's very true.
Yep.
Us being in business now for about a year this year, March. Mm-hmm. And it has been a journey, you know.
A true testimony in the journey.
Yes, because he was the vendor that was next to us, he was just saying that last year he didn't take any deposits on what he made for people, and people had put advanced orders on like custom things that they wanted made.
Mm.
And he went ahead, did the work, and completed everything. And then when it was time to pick up what they ordered and give him the money, they were just, you know, nowhere to be found, or they changed their mind. So it's just, you know, something that you learn from, and you grow and you learn from it. You grow and you have different experiences and realize the things that you're going to do next time, the things that you're not going to do.
Business comprehension.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a win or lose, because sometimes you'll have someone that's perfectly fine, where it's perfectly fine for you to do that.
Right.
And it just is what it is, you know?
Now, not only with that upload, when it comes to the tutorial, we also recently uploaded a few egg roll videos. This is actually a continuation on egg roll videos that we will always continue to do, yes, as long as there's some content or ideas that you all may like. And really, let me tell you something about an egg roll, okay? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Expand your creative, your thinking and your mindset, your imagination, and you will be able to create something outside of a few norms, mm-hmm, of society or what we think should go inside of egg rolls. But I don't care if you're vegan, vegetarian, Presbyterian, and carnivore, you know.
Is that carnivore?
You're carnivore, you know.
Keto.
Exactly. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself and watch that video. And it really doesn't even take that long.
The egg roll prep.
Right.
That's why we've been doing so many videos, because people don't realize how easy it is to just stuff an egg roll with something, roll it up, put it in the frying pan, and call it a day.
Right.
We have probably about 4 recipes now.
Right.
We did steak and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon and cabbage and cheese.
Correct.
Breakfast.
Right.
Was that it?
That was it. So far.
And we just had the veggie ones.
And the veggie. But yes, there's just other cabbage, ideas but that are already there. Yes. Trust. And
yes, we've already played with a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
You all definitely have to let us know. Definitely let us know if you want some more different ideas that you have, if you want us to try, or different ideas that you've tried before,
mm-hmm,
because we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the egg rolls.
Also, something new, something exciting, we both got bikes.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Mine was a present, and you know, I was happy and grateful to get that as a present. And yeah, we got bikes.
There's a lot of lessons that happen or come in play when you receive a bike. Number one, it's not the fact that you receive the bike, it's where it comes from. It's always the question at hand. Now, we could go on and on about a mass production of bicycles and a lot of other materials that we use on a day-to-day basis,
mm-hmm,
or functions or tools that we use on a day-to-day basis that help us along the way. But a bicycle that is constructed at a very fast rate at some manufacturer, possibly overseas, okay,
mm-hmm,
you're going to happen to run into some problems. And unfortunately, that's what we ran into with our bicycles. Granted, we have already uploaded a video, so you can check that out as well.
Mm-hmm. But showing how to assemble, how to and how not to assemble your bikes.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly. And something that we realized, something that I definitely realized, that even though you go through all of the correct steps, making sure that you covered your end and you watch videos and make sure that you laid everything out, make sure you had all the tools necessary, all right, even before and after, okay, there are unfortunate events that you cannot run away from. They just happen. They happen to everyone. This is why you need insurance. So we decided we were going to go ahead and take the bikes out for a ride after we, you know, assembled the bikes. Went too far from home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say about a good 3 miles.
Yeah, we were getting good air. Like, we had hills that we were going up. We had hills that we could go down, no, mm-hmm, using just free energy. get some good wind in our hair. Yeah. In my head wrap, honestly, because, you know, my hair wasn't out. But still, we were efficient. We were getting it done. We don't have the bikes that we got. We got two beach cruisers. So mine is just a single speed.
Right.
So it's not like you can adjust the speed, go to 6, 7, whatever. But with that single speed, you know, you got to put in a lot of legwork to get where you want to go.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. My legs going to be looking good, okay? But it is a lot of work. Then after putting in all that work, like, we were at a good area. And I felt confident. And I was almost like, you know, like, why don't we keep going and drive all the way to Sonic? You know, like, right. Go pick up an icy, turn back, mm-hmm. and really enjoy ourselves. You know, do something bad. Thank goodness. Bay ended up just saying, hey, why don't we just go back in the community? Go back into the community where we came.
Exactly. So, just,
I was like,
all
right.
It was random. It was random, too. All, you know, go back and watch our video all in real time. Just that little voice in your head. You probably heard it. You know, somebody tell you, trust that little voice in your head. It is the most honest thing I can tell you throughout your life. If there's a little voice in your head telling you something else, please listen to it because there's a reason.
Yes, we were recording that entire bike ride because there's a nice campus right where we live. So we're able to leave out of there. And by the time we got halfway through the campus, we were like, well, we need to start recording because we're halfway through the campus and, you know, we haven't gotten any footage yet.
Exactly.
So we pulled over, took some pictures, started recording. And then good thing we were recording because we went all the way down, came back.
12 minutes.
Yes,
is all it takes. You know, cars are gone in 60 seconds, but 12 minutes is a lot of time for a lot of things to happen.
Apparently.
I'll tell you this. When we went through the process of coming back home, again, in that 12-minute period, we're at least a good, probably good 2 miles, 2 miles away from home, all right? Mm-hmm. Babe makes a U-turn. She's good riding.
Yes, but you went all the way out of your way to make the wider U-turn, too.
See, here's
like
the
you,
thing.
Like, that was, when you said make a U-turn, I didn't think that you meant, like, follow traffic laws, make you turn. Yeah. I turned around in that same lane, going in the opposite direction of traffic, and went back on the sidewalk.
So as you mentioned in the other video, it's best for everyone before you go out on the bike, preferably wear a helmet, but also...
Yes, do not look at the fact that we did not have our helmets. We went through, if you see our bike video, like... what to do and what not to do with the bike video, you will understand everything that we went through prior to being ready to get on that bike. So there was a lot of prepping, and unfortunately the helmets wasn't in there. But don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to the fact that we had built that bike by ourselves.
I'm going to give you guys another thing, or I'm going to give you all something else just to this. Check your local state municipalities when it comes to riding your bicycle in the laws. Okay.
I loved when you did that.
You know, because just, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I was just gonna get on the bike and go. Like, that's what I'm ready to do. But you took your time and actually looked at the laws and everything, and you were like, okay, we can't be riding over here around this time, and they're gonna say probably this if they're enforcing it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Take the time to just look at the fuel log before you pull out and you know, go and ride on your bike, because you might end up finding something very interesting. But long story short, like they said, once she made her U-turn, I was like, cool, I'm gonna go ahead and make my U-turn, make a way back. Lo and behold, I make my U-turn. I feel some type of presence over me that says, whoa, whoa, slow down. Bae's in front of me. Once I say slow down, pop. That's it.
Loud. Like, whoom, 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 pow.
Y'all know that.
I was like, oh my God. Like, you'll see in the video.
If you've ever been in a car with someone and a tire has popped, or you see someone's tire pop, or your tire has popped, that's that same feeling. What was that?
Yes.
You know something's wrong.
Am I still here?
Am I still here? Yes, we are. But that bike tire? No, it is not.
And I was so nervous.
When she said she was nervous, okay, I just wish that I was recording because her whole head dropped. The shoulders went up. The tuck in.
Whatever. I told you. I had just, when you said, whoa, 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 I was just slowing down to like turn and look back at you to see what you were saying, whoa, whoa, whoa at. But I was still moving forward as I was turning to like make sure it wasn't anything immediate. So I had just turned back around to like actually slam on the brakes and like stop. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, all you hear is pop. So at that same motion, I'm turning back towards facing the front. I'm still having to turn back around right quick. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what happened? But that's not how I went in the video. In the video, it was quiet. You hear a pop, and then it's like dead silence.
Dead silence.
And then you just see me just quietly turn around and face the camera towards her. Oh, my goodness.
She thought it was the rapture.
I didn't. That's what I told him, too. I was like, I didn't know what had happened. I thought that he had disappeared. Like, the whole past, 6 years, 7 years of my life had just been a dream. Like, I was like, it's over. Like, I knew it.
It was a trick.
It was all a joke, right? It was all a trick. Some massive plot. Oh, my gosh. Like, you all don't understand, but I'm just so happy that you're okay. Because, like we talked about, too, I'm not sure if anyone has seen that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode where they were going to sell the yoga balls.
Yeah.
But, like, anytime there's, like, a popping or anything, I'm thinking about that. And the way Carlton was looking when that ball popped, I was like, you don't wish that on anybody.
He was in instant pain. But, look, you know, long story short, the tube inside of this brand new bicycle.
Brand new?
Brand new. Still warranty everything. You know, brand new. Just popped. I mean, the tubing in, maybe we're just going to go into the fact that manufacturer rushing through, you know, trying to put bikes together, get orders, supply and demand. You know, there's a lot of equations, a lot of statistics that go into play. But what I can tell you is who was having a bad day at the end of the day. All right. Who was blown because they had to go through the process and return the bicycle? Who was blown that this bicycle that they returned wasn't still in store? All right. So that means you have to go all the way back through this same process again. And there's nothing wrong because that's a part of life. You gotta learn. Life comes at you, it hits you hard. You don't know. You just gotta be prepared. You know, you prepare yourself for the possibility of the worst, and then you handle it as it comes about. There's a good old saying: everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. And today happened to be that day, but no one got hurt. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. And we're able to show you all that process. And even though you put something together, and you've done your research and your homework, things can still go awry outside of your control.
Yeah.
But again, we definitely can't wait to, you know, get the bikes back up and rolling again so we can give you some more footage. Because the experience, I think that's what it was. It was just the fact that we were having a beautiful experience. It was early in the morning.
Yes, it was early in the morning. Like, nobody was outside. The animals were just awake. Like, nature was awake.
Mm-hmm. It was just a perfect... I'm telling you, when they say picture perfect, all those perfect moments, it was perfect.
Yes, you'll see the video, too. Like, we have some really nice scenery. It's pretty much just, like, the back road that we went on looks like they just carved out the middle of like a forest and just put a road there.
Hello.
And kept it moving. And that's usually what they do majority of the time.
Exactly.
But it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. And just when that happened, it just really made me realize that even though something like that may happen, you still have to, just like you said, not even worry about it and just keep moving forward, because things will stand directly in your path, in the way of your progression.
All the time.
And you just have to keep it moving.
All the time.
And just not even worry about it.
Be prepared. We had tools and everything ready.
We went out several times. We went out once on purpose to get new tools.
Mm-hmm.
To get what was it? A hex key set.
Yes, we got the hex key set.
We went out on purpose to get mm-hmm. that because the handlebar hex area was not the size that we had on hand. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, went out and got that, and then ended up picking up, you know, some more adjustable wrenches the next time. Then the weather. Okay, the weather. I love rain. I don't care about it. But, I mean, I love it, so I do care about it. But right. It doesn't bother me,
right.
You know, like other people. And there's been flash rain several times this week.
Over and over and over again.
And when I say flash rain, I mean, like, you'll feel one, like, quarter or, like, half dollar size raindrop.
That's not even how it starts. It starts off exactly how it is in the movie. You see the wind blowing, and then the trees go side to side, and they're like... And then, for some strange reason, you don't hear any animals. It just gets totally silent.
Right, you see, like, one deer run across the highway.
Right, exactly. That's the crazy part. We saw one deer just watching, and then it just automatically disappeared. Don't know what happened to the deer. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then the rain came. You saw the clouds roll in, and then the rain came out of nowhere.
The rain, like, it's been consistent, back-to-back, just flash rain, and... I mean, yesterday we looked outside and it was raining, and you could see, it was raining so hard that you could see the waves in that the wind was causing in the rain.
The ripple.
Yes, exactly. I was about to say, like, it was almost like a tide pretty much, but midair tides. That's all you saw on the roofs of all the cars.
Lord.
We both just stopped and was like, wow, is this a hurricane? Oh, okay. Just making sure.
It resembled one.
It's amazing.
Definitely.
Another thing on side of that was that, of course, it was my birthday for July 4th.
Mm-hmm. 704, shout out to Bay's crew.
Shout out to my crew, 704. We in here. Okay, mm-hmm. Cancers. Hello. But it was a very fun birthday. I had two slushies in one day. Okay, I love slushies. you don't understand. My other fellow slushy lovers, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But ate really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Bae kept asking me all day, like, what do you want to do? What do you want to eat? And I was just like, babe, like, we eat good all the time. It's not like, you know, this one day I can be like, oh, okay, let's go to this one place that I never get to go to. We, you know, we treat ourselves from time to time when the moment calls for it. So it's not really that I feel like I'm missing out or anything on anything. So it was really hard for me to just say, okay, I want to do this or do that. But we ended up getting that, some free donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Shout out to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, shout out to Krispy Kreme. Saw the hot, fresh donuts being made.
Right.
And what else? I got a lot of, and I'm about to get you hip right now. This is a huge tip, okay? I got a lot of free things for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all because I signed up for a lot of the different businesses who do special things for your birthday time.
Allegedly, they sell your information.
Okay. Okay. Like, thank you. No.
Allegedly. No.
That is allegedly. Okay, but if it comes for free. First of all, okay, let me since he mentioned that, let me take it all the way back to another step.
Go ahead.
You need to have a junk email, okay? Whenever you're somewhere and you're like, oh, I really don't want to give this place my email, but I really want to see if they're going to send me coupons. You need to have a junk email, okay? Name it, you know, your name dot something with like two X's behind it. That way you know it's your junk email or something like that.
There you go.
Or two X's in the front and then your first name or something. But always have the junk email, because that's great for all the promos, the coupons, and you can just flood through that one once or a couple times a day, and you get a lot of coupons, a lot of free stuff. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to do that to the professional email. I have 3 emails I'm protecting right now. One email that used to be professional that got turned into the junk email. Like, everyone knows this story. But definitely make sure you have the junk email, because that's where you can sign up. And if they sell that email to someone else, it won't matter as much as them selling your professional one.
Exactly.
And a lot of... I'm trying to think what I got. Because... I'm sorry. I'm trying to reach over and get my journal. So, I know for a fact that at Denny's, and all you have to do honestly is Google free food on your birthday. Yeah. And it will show you a list of different places you can sign up to that give you free items on your birthday. Free food, something off, a discount, like whatever it is, take advantage of it, okay?
And the fact that you even mentioned that too, and that's normally, you know, with Denny's, that's the first one.
Yes.
The fact that I was one of my first employment is, you know, Denny's, they, you know, they take care of what that time during the year when it's your birthday coming for your free slam, you know.
Yes.
Doing your little order thing, you know, show your ID, and they probably send you a nice little birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and you're out of there.
Exactly. Know? And that's the one that I know off the top of my head is that Denny's, all you gotta do, go in there on your birthday, show your ID, you get a free grand slam. And that's something you can check off of your list early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I got for my birthday, and I'm not going to go through the list because, you know, you can do that yourself. Exactly. And I don't know what locations you have near you. I've looked on the list before, and I've seen some places where I'm like, I want that, and it's nowhere near to be found.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, come on. So, I'm not even going to get you upset with going down the whole list. But the ones that I'm talking about, majority of these places, they have a monopoly over the entire country almost, you know? So they're going to be near you. So it's Denny's with the free Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
AMC sent me a free large popcorn.
There you go.
There's an AMC about 30 minutes from here.
There you go.
And you're going to go there for that free large popcorn because there's nothing better than hot movie popcorn.
Talk about it.
Okay. So, the gas station near me sent me 250 points. Hey, loving it. Loving it.
Nice job, gas station. You already know. Fossil fuels. Keep it coming.
Exactly. Jersey Mike sent me a free sub with a free drink as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Mission Barbecue sent me a free sandwich, okay?
What?
Gave me 2 weeks to use it. Mm. Probably about a week and a half to use it, okay?
Mm.
Another place is Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
I personally...
What's up, Hooters? I said, what's up, Hooters? Thank you, Hooters.
No. Okay.
No?
I personally don't like Hooters. Okay.
All
right. It's not worth going in there and get them 10 dry, boneless...
Allegedly.
Chicken, okay?
Allegedly.
The alleged chicken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. You can go in there if you like Hooters. You know, I don't really feel as though their chicken is seasoned. It seems as though there's only sauce on the outside. Like, just imagine someone not seasoning the chicken at all. Like, they just took it out of the pack, threw it in the front, you know, in the grease, and then put sauce on the outside. That's pretty much Hooters buffalo wings to me. And that's kind of the same thing that I taste with their boneless bites. But they give you 10 free boneless bites on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You can print it out or show it on your phone and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Another funny thing about Hooters as well, on Valentine's Day, they also do ten free wings as well, free boneless wings.
Mm-hmm. You got to show them a picture of your ex.
Yeah, show them a picture of your ex. Or bring a picture of your ex, show them a picture of your ex, and you get to either rip it up or burn it up or something. You get 10 free wings.
Exactly.
So that's a nice little Valentine's Day thing if you care to do that. Baja Fresh sent me a free burrito. Definitely going to take advantage of that.
Right.
And last but not least, IKEA sent me $15, okay?
IKEA.
$15 at IKEA. Do you know how far that's going to go?
About as long as it takes for you to get out of the store.
IKEA is dangerous.
Yeah.
You get caught up. We got caught up in the clearance section that time.
Yeah.
But we have that mirror, though.
Right. But you know, they have that store set up pretty yes. good. You know,
okay.
They make you walk all the way through it just to get out of it.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you become a member, okay, and that's how I got my free birthday thing, you can also get free tea and coffee whenever you go there.
Right.
So whenever you're shopping, unlimited free tea and coffee, if that's your thing. I can't drink that much daggone tea to be excited about it, but you know.
Right.
I
hear you.
Yeah, it was my birthday. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And we also did it was something else that I'll mention while I'm talking about my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I found it funny that my grandmother had left a voicemail singing happy birthday to me on my voicemail. And she was like, she ended up singing, and she was like, what was the song she was singing? She was like, oh, may the good Lord bless you. And I was just cracking up laughing because I meant to ask you, babe. I was like, so what's the good Lord? Is there a good Lord and then there's a bad Lord or the other Lord or like just the good Lord? You want to make sure the good Lord blesses you.
I mean, if there's a good, there must be a bad. So, and then if there's a bad, there must be a good. Same thing. If there's a up, there's a down. There's a left, there's a right. Hey.
Okay. I was just wondering.
So, yeah, let the good Lord bless you.
I was just wondering.
Because the bad Lord can apparently bless you.
Yes. Apparently. People will say, yep, that was the Lord, too. Something bad happened.
You know.
Also... we worked another event on my birthday.
All right.
That was fun. It was hot. Well, not hot, really. You think it was hot?
You know what? For others that were there, they claimed that it was hot. But here's my thing.
People were miserable. Like, pink and miserable.
I'm going to tell you the story, y'all, for you guys. All right.
Be the sweat. The black people were sweating.
The issue for
baby
me
hair.
Is... one, committing to the event is the strategic aspect, is committing to it. But when you get there, and whoever the organizer, I would just hope that the individual that organizes it can at least tell, you know, exactly who's supposed to be at certain places. You know, if you paid for a specific stall and people, you know, expect you to be at that specific stall, then that's exactly what should be happening. No one should be saying, well, you know, I got here first, so first one, you know, first come, first serve. There you go, first come, first serve. See, I don't like that. I don't like that first come, first serve, because if you purchase something before the event even took place, like weeks in advance, that means it's not first come, first serve. That means you're actually supposed to take the stall that you purchased. So, no matter what point you came, because you purchased that specific stall. So, that leads me to suspect that one, got to be more responsible when it comes to going to specific events, and when it comes to the organization of the event, because even though you may do your part and you showed up like you're supposed to and ready to go, other people may not be doing their part at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That one, just like you said, they made such a huge fuss when we were purchasing the vendor spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. And then to get there and to be moved two entire slots down, like, that's a lot further down. And a lot of people were pretty much, like, coming in the first two, three stalls.
Right.
Looking around, seeing what people had, and then keeping it moving.
Right.
So it really didn't, it really didn't help a lot of people. What I will say is that I'm happy that we didn't get the location that was inside, underneath of the, like, inside of the building.
Right, right.
Because it was really dark in there. It didn't even seem like it had any lighting or anything like that.
Hey, that's what comes with the territory. You get one, you don't get the other, apparently.
People were, like, fighting over the inside spot.
Hey.
Because it was rain or shine. It was a rain or shine event. It was outdoor, apparently.
Best to our knowledge, because we you know, we got up out of there after a certain period of time, but it was a pretty good day. It may have rained later on, but it was a pretty good day while we were there.
Yes, we did. We got up out of there around a certain time.
Yeah. And people, you know, what I would say, people need to be more, more open and into what they're saying and realize what they're saying. I heard a lot of people during the event, they were claiming, you know, you ask them, how are you doing? And they'll say that they're doing fine. They're like, no need to complain because no one's listening. All right. I understand. But the fact that you're conveying that you don't care if anyone is listening to you or not, or nor do you care to listen to someone else, makes me understand further that person's character. So, again, definitely do a better job of exercising a more positive atmosphere, because those types of individuals that bring that type of energy do not bring encouragement. Do not bring the energy that, oh, you know, just in case something may or would happen, I'm pretty sure that they're not going to be willing to even let you know of anything that may be happening at either before something goes off or either afterwards or during that time. So it just makes me aware of the character that people or society currently has, because it just wasn't one person, it was multiple people, or just individuals' mindset and judging a book by its cover. A lot of that, you know,
we noticed that at all of the,
of course,
at a lot of the events that we do, we ask people how they're doing. They say, well, you know, can't complain, and if I do have any qualms about it, then no one cares. And just like you said, like, you have to be more positive, have a more positive outlook on life. And realistically, I can already see why people feel that way, just
right,
because we've all become very numb as a society.
Right.
So many different things, so many different tones, so many different words will hurt deep. But when it comes to self and accountability, I would say, you know, just showing some type of respect for yourself and exuding that respect for yourself, that self-esteem that we've spoke about in past episodes.
Right.
It's hard, and it's kind of something where people will dim down in a way. So it's unfortunate, but you gotta push through.
You gotta push through, but understanding the energy and the atmosphere. If it doesn't suit your needs and your environment, then you know you gotta get yourself out of that environment. But overall, it was a beautiful experience. And at the end of the day, that's what life is about. It's taking on experiences and learning from them and gaining from those experiences so that you can better yourself for another situation or a task or a test in the future.
Absolutely. I love it. I definitely love it. I definitely feel as though with those events, you can definitely see who you'll get there as well. And the area, just depending on the area that you're in, when you do a certain event, it will determine that energy that is there as well.
Right.
So, like, the very first event that we talked about, the head wrap event, that was a total experience. Like, exactly. There were chimes, okay, there were singing cups, I forget there's another name for it, but the singing cups where you ding the sides of each one and then you go around a circle and they sing.
We're gonna get the name.
Yes. And then they had the tone, the pitch and different tone drums and everything like that. And they had the soft music playing in the background, different flute music playing in the background, and different binary tones playing in the background. And she had crystals there, and she just set the entire mood. When she went around, she just set the mood. Mm-hmm. And there were, you're looking for the name of because I definitely wanted to see what that is, because that was really good. I wonder, because I just purchased it as well, because it said that it's good to use when welcoming people or welcoming people to dinner table. So I got this to play as well. And we're just trying to find the name for it, just in case you want to get it for yourself. Okay, perfect. I found it. So it's called a Tiberian Spiritual Healing Singing Brass Bowl. Mm. Healing, meditation, yoga, and singing brass bowl. It's handmade. The one that I bought is palm size, about 3.2 inches.
Right.
And then the chimes that I was telling you about, it's a tone chime, pretty much. Like, it tones, it lets off a certain tone and a certain pitch depending on where you hit it off at.
Okay.
So it's definitely something that sets the tone and the energy of that environment. And that's something that I would do with our events as well, having that mood and setting that energy. And she also had some incense going. And she also made sure that everyone was fine with the incense. It was just, it was completely different.
Yes, it was.
It was completely different, you know?
Completely.
So I can't wait to work with that queen more and do some more events with her, because there's so much that we can teach one another. And we all can't get there alone. You know, there's only so much that you can learn by yourself and so much you can perfect by yourself. And having a mentor or just someone else that is more abreast in certain topics and can teach you from their experience and not just say, I read this in a book and this is what I'm going to teach you. Someone who's actually does it and practices it can teach it to you. It's completely different.
Right. Which that would overall mean a lifestyle. You know, yes. Someone that can attribute a part of their lifestyle and influence it upon your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And just gain a little bit each and every day. It's definitely. But with each event, as you mentioned, it all came with its own flavor, its own attitude, its own depiction. And I really enjoy the head wrapping. Like, it
beautiful. It was just beautiful.
Beautiful. Like, that's all you can say. It was just beautiful.
Just people enjoyed. No, absolutely. People enjoyed it as well. We have a lot of pictures on our Instagram too. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're just gonna do more and more tutorials, because it really amazes me that with all the information that I feel as though is out there about head wraps, people still don't feel as though they know, you know, or are confident in saying, okay, I can wrap my hair.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm going to wear this head wrap. I'm going to command attention. I'm going to exude confidence with my head wrap on, you know, so.
That's funny that you said that, because that's what I noticed when we went through the second process of
the second event.
The second event, yes.
Yes, a lot of people were. Man,
that social experience was a lot of individuals not having confidence within themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's sad when you don't have confidence within yourself just to wear an article of clothing.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you feel as though that article of clothing is going to some people feel as though they won't be able to pull it off. You know, yes,
but I also say that people are full of crap, you know, because people will what they do behind closed doors, you know, they'll attempt to wear it, attempt to sing it, attempt to perform it, attempt to practice it behind closed doors. But when it comes to, like, outwardly in front of your face and you actually have to address that same culture or that same person head on and really say, hey, I really want to immerse myself in your culture,
right,
but I don't feel as though it would be right or appropriate. It's like, come on, you know, like, don't act like if, you know, Lil Wayne comes on, it's not going to be something that you're going to take the, you know, experience,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So why not take this as that experience as well? We have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable around one another, and that's the only way actual conversations are going to start forming.
Exactly.
We have to have, excuse me, and whenever you're trying to get something out, something always tries to
block your system.
Exactly. But we just have to get that type of more positive and stronger bonds and relationships and examples of those relationships formed, just so we can have those conversations, because those conversations are not being had. And a lot of the people that we're talking about now are just assuming that mm-hmm. if they take part in it, or assuming that if they, just assuming in general, you know, mm-hmm. and you're not allowing there to be a conversation there.
Exactly.
You're not allowing and giving someone an opportunity to have that right, that voice, you know, for themselves, you know, give them a chance to explain it. And so you can feel more comfortable in a way. All right. Good job. We're going to stop playing with that. Bae was messing with something. Is that a... And now there's a hole.
All right, so... Either way, we're gonna go back to the original point is having the confidence, and then someone overall getting past their point of being scared. It's just fear at the end of the day. A lot of people are dealing with fear. You know, they fear about what someone else is gonna think, or if they're not going about it the correct way, or fear of possibly even supporting, or fear going through the process of having that open conversation and saying, oh, do you think XYZ? It's a talking piece. I bet, you know, the last time someone purchased a talking piece, if that, or just an article of clothing, did you have that much fear, or did you have confidence in something mm-hmm. and say, I know that I'm going to be able to wear this. I know I want to put it on, and then I'm going to have a conversation outside of that. And and really what people do is they block themselves from growing.
But
at the end of the day, blocking themselves from growing, because you can, that would be so impressive for me, is that you said that I went outside of my comfort zone and I decided that I wanted to extend myself to mm-hmm. someone else and their brand, and welcome that individual because I want to learn more, because I've been negligent in learning, or I've gone through the process of maybe I didn't care to want to learn.
Yeah.
But I took the time to stop and reach out and had the confidence to do so. Bro.
Exactly.
More people need it. More people need to have the confidence.
Yes, that we need to have more open conversations.
Yeah.
Because with all these assumptions,
yeah,
we're getting nowhere. Okay. Yeah. You're just digging yourself in a deeper hole, just assuming. And half the time, the fear is just assumed fear.
Mm.
Until there's actual fear presented, then people just, like, freeze.
Freeze, exactly. Like, that's the, you
know,
wrong...
That's the wrong thing to do, you know? Yep. Oh, buddy, that's the wrong thing to do, but...
It's called panicking.
Yes, exactly. And another... Last thing I wanted to touch on for the catch-up was that I woke up today and was doing my usual colon cleansing and realized that there was something that was trending on my birthday that I didn't realize was trending on my birthday, because did we do social media on my birthday? Oh, we did the pictures.
Right. We
did a little bit of social media, but I wasn't, like, scrolling through. I try not to, you know, overly scroll through social media. Whole different situation. Mm-hmm. But found out that hashtag not my area was trending mm-hmm. on July 4th.
Right.
And I just thought it was very interesting. It's just a very short thing I just wanted to touch on, because when I read a caption of one of the... This is like one of the, I guess you can say, woke Instagrams that pretty much just make you aware of certain things that happen. And I read the quote, and I'm just going to read the quote first. So it says, the fact that hashtag not my Ariel and hashtag colored were trending on the 4th should tell you everything you need to know. The people tweeting "not my area" were raised by the people who said "not my drinking fountain" and not my school and not my neighborhood.
You know, when individuals felt a certain way when someone became president and entered into the administrative phase and the executive branch.
Yeah, that was the next one, not my president.
You know, people said, "not my president," and that secondary force said, "yes, it is. Yes, it is."
Mm-hmm.
So the fact we can slightly compare apples and oranges right now, or mm-hmm. plums and mangoes, we can slightly compare this right now with the Ariel I've seen. We're both around that age. Disney has expanded itself through many, many generations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've seen The Little Mermaid, the first one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But we're moving into a forward position. Mm-hmm. And if we can't at least come to some type of forward position where, like, you mean to tell me only Ariel, like, that's the only hue that Ariel can be, and we can't at least say that Ariel don't, like, have, like, a half-sister or something, or Ariel don't, you know, Ariel can't have a little bit of hue after amount of time because all the waste that's been pushed into the water may have constructed something where her melanin ended up conforming and shaping to where she could survive. Like, I just don't understand. And again, we only comparing mangoes and pineapples right now. All right, we're just doing some slight comparisons. The fact that on the 4th of July, the whole process of independence, right, of Independence Day was America,
allegedly
America, separating from the powers of Great Britain and having its own footing. But underneath of that story, you know, there's absent stories. There's stories that people want to cover up or not really want to talk about or be responsible of just putting to the forefront and keeping it real. Mm-hmm. But Ariel on the 4th of July happened to be trending, talking about "not my Ariel," "not my Ariel." But people say, you know, we're supposed to be moving forward. But, you know, if they have a problem with Ariel, imagine with a $20 bill with Harriet Tubman. Motherfuckers is going to be us. And they don't even want, they're going to say, "no, I only want 10s. I don't want any 20s. Like, bro, like, the fact that
Once.
Not my Ariel. Some people going to say, "this is not my $20 bill." Like, bro, like, is it that serious? Is it that serious?
Apparently it is for some, you know? Apparently it is.
Like,
oh, I thought it was, I'm sorry, I thought
Disney.
It was raining again.
It's,
we both paused.
It's a Disney character. You did anybody get upset with Arthur? You know,
yes, people
again,
did. That episode did not, I'm not sure if they went through with it getting played, but there was a moment there where they didn't want Mr. Ratburn that episode playing.
See, and again, we're comparing, and I apologize because we shouldn't be comparing color to someone's sexual orientation or whatever they decide. That's two different.
I mean, they stand on that.
I know, it stands on, and it was the platform. The whole LGBT movement, the whole movement stands on the platform and the blueprint of the civil rights movement. If you don't understand that, nor do you know that, then you need to go back and do your history. But I didn't want to divert that far. I just wanted to keep it at that point of where we are today in America. People claim and they think that we move forward. You heard Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell feels as though that because Barack Obama was president, then that was a part of the repairing of the past, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Just because one person out of a whole bunch of other leaders, and because that one individual partially resembled a group of individuals, doesn't mean that you've atoned for anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's not taking responsibility. So for just for the simple fact that it's a Disney character, you know, someone went into the back and all they did was color in
That's what I was thinking too. Like, did they have to dust off, like, the darker crayons? Like, did they have to, like, bring them from out the back? You know, you start calling in the outfield.
All they did, just like the Black Panther, you know what they did? They just had a whole sketch of superheroes off to the side, and they just added color to it, bruh. Someone's dog.
But did they have to mix certain shades?
But my thing is, people shouldn't be upset over area. You all should see Indian in the cupboard if you want to be mad at this. Go and watch Indian in the cupboard. And you come back and you have a conversation. And why you think we should feel some type of way.
We could tell them
about not my Ariel. What, come on, bro.
We could tell them a lot of good things to watch. Have them thinking differently, you know?
What?
But I loved your reaction to it. It's funny because I didn't tell you about this because I wanted to wait until this moment to tell you. So it was nice and raw, and I got your raw reaction. That was perfect.
I understand.
And
I understand.
That's the same way I was going to address it. Like, I pressed the comment button and I was just about to just go in.
See, but it's not just that. There was different layers of things that were happening.
Yeah.
Not only was this trending, but also Nike regarding the shoes.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that it got turned political.
But
the whole fourth, because all the so many different events were happening.
So many different levels. Okay, and first of all, if you're upset about this shoe and you're thinking, oh, Colin Kaepernick, that's all he did. First of all, can you guys just go back? The same way I said, point out with Disney. Disney had this plan a whole year ago, and I'm going to tell you why. When you push out a movie called Black Panther, right? And you see the numbers. Again, people like to play with statistics. Let's go back to the numbers. That's all people care about at the end of the day. So corporation is a business.
What does it look like on paper?
What does it look like on paper? So when you see the numbers that get pushed out there, you're like, oh, shoot. I haven't seen this many turnouts of individuals since Obama became president. I'm sorry to really point it out in that direction, but you got to understand how this works, the social engineering works. And if you understand how it works, good for you. But just to keep it on a very theta level and a theta tone so everybody understands, when you push out a movie a whole year before, they already had this. All right, you know how many other superheroes? They probably have a superhero right now that is a Latino-based superhero, bro. Mm-hmm. And they probably, there's many more, I'm sure. There's already some. But there's so many ideas that are being pushed back and played back out in front of our faces. And if you can't take a darker hue Ariel that's been pre-planned a whole year ago, the whole Beyonce thing, and remember that during the Super Bowl and everybody got upset because of the whole formation? Bruh.
Please.
They were practicing that months in advance. So for you to think that no one knew about that ahead of time, that's on your stupidity. The same thing goes with Ariel. They've been planning that ahead of time because they saw how well movies have been pushed out, and they're like, heck, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Same thing goes with Nike. Oh, Nike, they've been doing the thing. You know, they play both sides of the field, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That shoe that they pushed out there, they probably only made a small amount because it was limited edition. You have to put some type of advertisement on it. We already seen what happens with social engineering when you push a certain advertisement. That goes across the board. It's not just one group. Everybody is reacting. That's the funny part about it. If you really think that is just, I'm just going to get this group upset, and then everybody else, bruh, they're using everyone because you're socially engineered. We all are at the end of the day, but you have to think with your own independent mind and say, oh, why are they doing that? Oh, okay. They'll make money at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are they going to advertise me? The best way to advertise something to someone is to get into their emotions, into their feelings. If you feel something, if it drives you to something, guess what? It's going to give you the energy. It's going to give you the extra steps to say, I'm upset, and I'm going to go and confront that situation about it. And then when you get there, you'll probably end up paying for it. That's the funny, you know, this movie is probably going to sell just because of the hate.
The controversy.
That's what's so funny.
Generate so much money, bro.
Y'all are stupid. Individuals. And let me go back because I'm being very broad.
Some of y'all too. Y'all know we got the trolls through here.
But if you think for a second that no one is playing upon the hate, we've already seen this not just with campaign trails, but we see that throughout life. People mm-hmm. play upon people's hate for other people. And it's all social engineering at the end of the day. It's all profit at the end of the day. If you don't understand that, then I'm sorry. You're going to have to do some more research, start reading some more books, and how business and equity go, and how it happens. Someone is going to have to be the board, the plot, so that someone can profit off of that idea. And unfortunately, it seems as though throughout history, certain groups keep getting pointed out as this plot to keep using as a marketing tool.
Mm-hmm. Well, not good marketing chips, but good marketing tools.
Good marketing tools, which means that there seems to be some value there. So if you can't understand a individual
bargaining chip.
Exactly. And if you can't understand your own value and your own truth, we get shown our value every single day. But you have to understand. You have to understand your level of value. You have to understand where you sit at. If you don't have any type of value within yourself, what do you think other people are going to do? Half of you don't even know that you should be going and getting your checks. It's to a point now where someone is telling you exactly how they feel about you and using your own ignorance against you. At the end of the day, it's only mm-hmm. on you. If someone's tricking you, that's on mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to keep hearing and keep reiterating this over and over again because we see it every day. All we're saying is if you're upset over an area, but someone else told you a few months ago that they couldn't stand someone in a leadership position that's actually affecting you. Ariel is not affecting you. Ariel is not affecting you. You will not wake up in cold sweats because Ariel is looking for her flipper back, or she done got new feet or something. Like, bro, like, Ariel is not going to affect you, bro. It's going to change the mind of some kids and social engineering to loving themselves. I'm sure if that's the plot and the setup and whatever else agendas and messages are within that movie. But the basic idea and the line is we have to start thinking about how our children identifying with themselves. There's already been studies out there when it even comes to dolls.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So mm-hmm. just think about that. We're talking about things that actually affect you. To a child's perspective and level, it affects them on their growing stance throughout life. Yes, they can relate to something.
Early
conditioning. But later on in life, when someone that has an open mind and they can think independently for themselves and they're trying to tell someone else that should be thinking independently, I don't think a certain individual or a certain grouping of individuals are right when it comes to governing, or maybe just in a fashion where they're controlling people's lives. There's things that we see that may be wrong. We all have to take that necessary step and be responsible, even though we go through busy, you know, lives. We all have busy lives. Have to take that necessary step and think about the things that actually affect you within your community or right at home, instead of worrying about some doggone movie and why the character is just darker hue. I don't understand. I do understand, but I don't know why people are taking it out of proportion. It's just profit at the end of the day. It's all profit. And on the 4th of July at that.
Exactly.
Independence Day.
Exactly. And I was just like I told you before, I was going to go in just like you did. Nice 11, 12 minute rant, just like you just did, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I said, nope, with everything, you have to go back down to the basics, you know? And I'm just trying not to, and it happens a lot of time with certain Instagram pages as well, the woke community as well. Sometimes they will say certain things, they try and get you riled up, just like, you know, just like, it just wants you to express yourself, provoking thoughts, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But the thought that was provoked in that moment is just that I'm not about to get caught in the hype with this whole Not My Ariel situation because of the simple fact that it's hashtag not my Disney, okay? Disney has never been for us and it's not by us, okay? So why are we begging to be a part or included in it?
I know what is for us by us. FUBU, shout out to
Damon
Jones. Thank you.
Hey, DJ.
Damon Jones, excuse me. I apologize.
Hey, DJ.
What's up?
Okay, we'll see you soon on Shark Tank. We'll see you soon.
Yes, Cindy.
But it wasn't it's not for us and it's not by us. And I wonder what people like that are gonna do, like once everything is electric and just nice and quiet. Like, are you gonna just ride around just like you were just doing noise with your mouth? Yeah. Like that South Park episode, like no one's looking at us. He's like, oh, blah, 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 blah. He's like, oh, that's better. Like, what are these people gonna do?
I think exactly to the comparison of that post, people want to be seen. People want to, and if you can't draw up the conclusions of also where we are too, because like you said, they want you to get inside that mode, rant. Even if you are telling the truth, at the end of the day, there's always going to be some type of hypocrisy.
There's going to be something
at the end of the day. But just be prepared. Just be prepared.
Know for a simple fact that, like I said, when like this is all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it right here. Mm. Hashtag not my Disney, okay? This is not for us. It's not by us. All you need to do is do your research on that rat that is their mascot. Do your research on the rat and then get back to me, okay?
Hey,
is all that I need to say.
Y'all remember that Michael Jackson movie, son, where his dad killed the rat, Mr. Rat? Joseph said, we got him. Joe Jackson. We got the rat.
Mr. Rat, you were foolish.
Oh
my goodness. But that's all I'm going to say about that, because that you just have to go back to the basics with things.
Yeah.
Don't even get caught up in it. Just remember from the get-go, these people not for you. They don't care about you. You are nothing more than a dollar sign and a commodity half the time. Okay? And that is funny because that was only our catch up. It turned out to be our entire episode. Like, I had a whole different topic, a whole different, like, we didn't even get to the honesty and smile pledge. Like, we had so much to say. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy because we'll save the topic for next week's episode.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this episode is already long. I know you all probably don't mind listening for another 50 minutes on us going into the topic. But I'll definitely save it for the next time. And this was such a great episode because it was so refreshing, so raw, and really took us through a lot that we went through this week, these last couple weeks. And we're going to get these bikes back.
Yeah.
I'm about to, like, as soon as I'm done, you know, press stop on this, I'm going to put in the order to get the bikes back.
Never give up.
Exactly. And that was the thing that I was thinking, too, like, when it happened to us, when we were riding around and then the tires pop. I was like, whenever you try and do something great.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot allow something to just try and halt what you're trying to do. Just gotta push through, persevere, keep it moving, be consistent
all the time.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to just be consistent and do nothing without intention and just be yourself and just end up being great along the way.
The best that we can be along the way. Be the best that we can be along the way.
Exactly. Be yourself and be the best that you can be. That'll come eventually.
Spread some knowledge too. That's what
yes. That's our mission.
Into the best of our knowledge.
We will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part.
And doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Knowledge.
And you all, do you have a positive quote or something that you wanted to
positive quote. Go on? Positive quote. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Go into each situation with adequate composure, positive composure. Have some encouragement. Have some encouraging words with yourself before you start anything, and especially when you're going through the process of ending something, have encouraging words for yourself. And yeah, confidence, please, it's key. Confidence, encourage yourself. Confidence.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Do you have an example of when you did that this week, or like something that you could touch on, like a short story or moment this week where that happened?
I would just go into that simple process of encouraging ourselves to get up. Taking care of business, going to the events, setting ourselves up early in the morning so that we can be ready, encouraging ourselves the night before that we will do well, that we will prosper, and then having the composure to stand our ground, stand for our business, stand for our brand, and wow, just that overall had the capacity to have confidence, the confidence to share our brand, to share our knowledge. It just speaks for itself. It really does speak for itself. The actions that we partake, and it just really speaks for itself.
Yes,
I'm just really proud of what we're doing. Where we're going.
Yes, our mission.
Yeah, but that was the overall basis for, you know, having those run-ins with all those beautiful people. I mean, just taking some time out and going to those events.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking, encouraging people.
Yes.
Building confidence, building rapport. And
yes.
What about you?
I would say the same thing, because just having the confidence and the persistence and consistency to do what we do, it takes a lot of self-motivating. I'm constantly motivating myself, constantly talking myself up,
yeah.
Constantly talking to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
People are always, you know, looking at me, but I always tell them I'm having a... What do I tell you, babe? I'm having an executive meeting or a staff meeting, exactly.
Yes.
And it's just a lot of riling yourself up to have that confidence every day, have that can-do attitude every day, and knowing times like that where you taking time to assemble an entire bike, waited out the storms and everything to go on a nice bike ride, get up early, clean, you know, like did everything I was supposed to do, got some cleaning done in the morning, like... Got on the bikes, took a ride, and then the tire blew, and then it was just like, you have to keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just having that in your spirit takes a lot every day, especially on our mission of encouraging people to live their truth,
mm-hmm.
and encouraging them to embrace others and embrace kindness, and self-confidence, and just knowing that it's self,
mm-hmm.
knowing self, you know? That's something that we're sparking up or persuading people to do, if you will.
Yeah.
Definitely. And something I'll leave people with this week, a acronym for FEAR,
mm.
false evidence appearing real. Woo. That's fear.
Woo.
So whenever you think for a second that, you know, you're fearing something or someone that you, even people, you know, people like to instill fear in one another. And I've always hated that.
Yeah. I forgot what movie that was with Will Smith and his son.
The Pursuit of Happiness?
No. There was another one. There was another one that they did where they looked like they were in the future. It was one where they were in the future.
I know what you're talking about.
But the father said something.
Where he had to get to a beacon, right?
Yes. Father said something. Will Smith said something very, very on point. Fear is not real. Danger is real.
Yes.
But fear is not real.
Yes.
It's a creation of your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is all what you're making it. Now, danger, that's everywhere. But that fear, it's all about your mind. You better change your mindset and your energy, or else fear just ruin your day.
Exactly. I love it.
Your life.
I love it. On with love. A love topic for this week would just be practicing more self-love. I know we pretty much say that all the time, but that's because people don't do it enough. You know, we're always worried about what other people need us to do or what we need to do for someone else or what we meant to do. Or I need to talk to that person. I need to do this for that person. I need to go there. I need to go here. Take some time for yourself. Just make it a point every week or every day. Take about 5 minutes, then turn it into 10, you know, multiply it to 30 or an hour or a couple of hours if you can. But just taking some, excuse me. Are you, okay, anyway. Just taking some time. Sorry, you guys, I thought the motorcycle was coming back, dirt bike or whatever is coming back through sometime. But just really take some time for yourself and really concentrate on yourself. And do not let your thoughts alter until you make a conscious decision to shift your focus onto something else.
Mm-hmm.
Remain your focus on that moment. Light a candle for yourself. You know, take a bath. Drink some wine. You know, if that's what you do. Drink some kombucha. If that's what we do. You know, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Do that and enjoy yourself. And just, you know, be selfish for a couple of hours. Don't think about anybody else. Let the kids knock on the door. And
unless it's something, you know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Unless it's something they really need. But they'll be fine without water for 3 days. What is it?
Oh, Lord. Water. So three days.
3 days without water.
Water. 3 weeks
without
food.
So you have some
months,
time.
3 months, you know, at least without shelter.
So what I'm pretty much saying is you have some time, you know?
Yeah.
And just enjoy yourself. And just because we have to pour into ourselves before we can pour into others. And we put a lot on ourselves knowing that we can just do it. And that in all actuality, we just have to take a break and say, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just move on and recognize it, but at the end of the day, you know you got this. You keep doing it, keep doing what you've been doing, and it's not for granted. Everyone sees it, what you're doing, and you're actually going somewhere, and you can see your progression. It's not in vain.
Right. Hey, you already know.
Yes, that's not all, but it's all for now.
And remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at qk.jj.
Yes, and follow us on our new page that we have focused on just ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting to know us and our movement, what we do from day to day, what we eat, what we think, what we drink.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting to know us as the founders of QKJJ. The QK.JJ is really there for our brand and showcasing everything that we have available on our website, all the events that we do, and different things that happen with the brand. But if you want to get to know us and communicate with us and interact with us more, then definitely follow us at Queen Jam And that's both of our Instagram pages, because King doesn't have an Instagram.
Sorry, ladies first. There you go.
And rate, review, subscribe always. Remember to embrace the pure facts.
And conduct your own research.
Yes, and till next time, Queen Jam.
King Jerry out.